This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My husband eats at non-dhabiha stores and shop at regular stores. Is it permissible for me to do so? I would assume that this person asking about non-dhabiha stores referring to what's known as halal stores. In the countries where Muslims live as minorities, like in Europe, Canada, North America, South America, Australia, countries like that where Muslims, they have stores identified as halal store, dhabiha stores, to differentiate them from, to differentiate the meat that processed through these stores from the general meat that done in public slaughterhouse where the animals, basically, they don't mention Allah's name over it when they slaughter it, or it's killed by non-Muslims. And also could be the animal could die before it's slaughtered due to hitting the animal either with electric shot like chickens or stung guns in case of sheep or cows. And this is an issue where there's a big debate between the modern scholars about it. Is it trusted, this type of meat, and can we eat from that meat or not? So there is a strict position which says you can't eat from any of these countries, regardless if it is majority Christian countries or not, for various reasons. For example, because it's not, Bismillah is not mentioned over it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا مِمَّا لَمْ يُذْكَرِ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَإِنَّهُ لَفِسْقٌ وَإِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ لَيُوحُونَ إِلَىٰ أَوْلِيَائِهِمْ لِيُجَادِلُوكُمْ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِنْ أَطَعْتُمُوهُمْ إِنَّكُمْ لَمُشْرِكُونَ. In Surah Al-An'am. Allah forbade us to eat from what Allah's names was not mentioned over it. And because of that, the scholar said the name Allah's name must be mentioned over the animal before it's sacrificed. But Al-Tabari, rahimahullah, the Imam of the Mufassirin, and the majority of the Mufassirin, if you look, will go and say, tell you that this is referring to the animal that died without any slaughter. Because the reason behind this verse, that the people said to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how come when you kill an animal, you eat? And when Allah kill an animal, you don't eat? And an animal died, like a dead animal, or killed by another animal, you don't eat it. So they kind of argue with the Prophet. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, said the point is not about the cause of death, it's how it died, and if Allah's name's mentioned over it or not. And also some, Tabari rahimahullah said, or it refers to the meat that or the animal that sacrificed, and other than Allah's name was mentioned over it. It was giving as a ritual to the idols at that time. That's why if you notice in the end of the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِنْ أَطَعْتُمُهُمْ, if you follow their argument, you accept what they're offering you, إِنَّكُمْ لَمُشْرِكُونَ, you will be among the mushrikeen. So it's not about just a sin, it's about a kufr and tawheed and aqidah. And that's why I do believe that saying Bismillah, yes, it's wajib, but even if it's forgotten, still that animal will be halal to eat. As the Shafi'i rahimahullah and one narration for Imam Ahmad rahimahullah opinion are. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a special rules in, for the people of the book. He said, وَطَعَامُ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ حِلُّ لَكُمْ. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, the ta'am, the meat, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, وَعَنْ أَبِيهِ, said that the meat of the people of the book is halal for you, like their woman halal for you. And the verse talk about both. So here we say that in this land where majority is Christian or Jews, in this case, it is allowed, to, in my opinion, to eat from the stores, regular stores, even though I would love for Muslims to support their brothers and sisters who offer halal meat, as long as they don't abuse that support that we give them, and as long as they offer a good quality of meat for the Muslim community, because halal is just not being a slaughter. It is, should be something tayyib. It's pure and good. We should raise our standard as a community when it comes to the product that we produce and we serve the society at large. To make the answer short, I would say, since there is a big debate between the scholars about this, if you choose the opinion that's strict and says you can't eat from the meat of the people of the book or the land where there is a big possibility that this never was slaughtered, and you feel comfortable with that, you're not allowed to eat from that meat. And you know what? When you go out with your husband or he brings the food, you separate. You cook for yourself something that you buy from a source that you're more comfortable with, and he eats from the other source. It's not haram for you to cook it. It's not haram for you to purchase it for him, because this is an issue of ikhtilaf. It's not like you buying or cooking a pork or a wine or anything which is clearly haram in Islam. This is in a gray area. If you prefer to stay away from it, it is fine, but it does not make it forbidden for you to be part of your husband's life. And finally, I would say also, it is important for both of you to come to an agreement about this issue, because food is a very important part of our social interactions with each other. And it wouldn't be healthy for the relationship that, you go this way and you go that way. I think you guys should agree on one opinion and follow it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for...
Hey, thank you for watching, and subscribe so you can continue to get the rest of the videos. I don't know, whether somewhere over here, there, whatever, whatnot. It's beautiful, this series of videos, Faith IQ, and we need your support. And that's by watching it, by sharing it, and then by donating towards it, so we can continue to make more videos that deal with more of your issues. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.